And the other one is of the Spalding and Frost Barrel Cooperage, which was started here in Fremont in 1874 by Jonas Spalding, who came from Townsend, Massachusetts. He had three sons, two of whom became governors of New Hampshire 10 years apart from each other in the early part of the 20th century. And it was after Roland and Huntley Spalding, both who became governors of New Hampshire, that the Spalding Turnpike between Portsmouth and Rochester was named in their honor, because they were very progressive governors. They were very frugal. They were philanthropists who gave a lot of money to establish schools and businesses throughout New Hampshire and New York and parts of Massachusetts. In fact, Spalding High School in Rochester is named after the Spalding brothers who were governors. But the cooperage operated from 1874 until 1999, and it was one of the last successful cooperages left in the United States. It was the only white pine barrel making cooperage in the United States, and it was so well run that it was able to survive literally thousands of other cooperages that were built across America during the 19th and 20th centuries. And we survived during the Depression, because when the cooperage didn't have enough work, they would pay the men 10 cents an hour to work on the roads of Fremont. So they were very frugal. They knew exactly how to make barrels, kits, and firkins, and you name it. They made all kinds of things. The mill caught fire in 1973 on December 6, 40 years ago. It was devastating to this town. It was one of the saddest Christmases I can ever remember for Fremont, because it put out over 100 people out of work just before Christmas. And then we had another one in 1921 that burned down the Union Church that was built next to the cooperage. And they rebuilt a bigger factory in 1922, and that was the one that burned in 1973.